Okay, well, now in our Dream Team interview, he's going to make a trip over to Oak Grove and talk with head coach Pat Richard. And Pat, you had a couple of players on your KMZU Dream Team. Let's talk first of all about your offensive player, Clay Griffin. I guess he's a running back and pretty special player, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. I mean, this is the first year that, honestly, in his 4 years of high school, that he stayed healthy. He started his freshman year, he started half the year for us at linebacker, his second, and then got hurt. Second year, I think he missed seven games the second year with two different injuries. And then last year, on the very first game, in the first quarter against Lawson, he blew his knee out. So we knew he was going to be a special kid and a special player, and this year really showed it. I mean, he rushed for over 800 and led us in touchdowns, obviously led us in rushing, and then defensively led us in tackles also. But he's a special player. I mean, he's going to go play at the next level. He's been offered by Butler University in Indianapolis and UCM and the local great college football too. So he's going to go on and play and have, hopefully, if this is the sign of him being injury free for the rest of the way now. So somebody's going to get lucky and get a great kid that hopefully will stay healthy for 4 years and be a difference maker.
Well, and talk about your defensive player, Pat, Brent Marsh, and I guess he played defensive back for you, free safety, and played almost everywhere on offense, didn't he?
Yes, he did, and he's a special kid. I mean, on defense, where we got him on the Dream Team, he set our record since I've been here. He had 8 interceptions this year, which is pretty awesome. Great instincts for the ball. I think he was second on our team in tackles, which you really don't want your free safety to be, but he was, and because he was active. And then offensively, yeah, he played quarterback for a couple games. He was our number one receiver for the year, and then he was our second or third leading rusher also. So he played everywhere for us, and we needed him. He was, as far as football player, I mean, it's hard to find one better, because he was always finding ways to get on the field and make a difference for us, and dang good player.